Well, hello everyone, it's Rob Shore with Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. We're back with yet another edition. Today, wholesalers, we've got Life Coach Mary. Now, I don't know if you're a reader of I Carry the Bag, and you know that this show is always brought to you by I Carry the Bag, the official magazine of wholesaling. For heaven's sakes, go out to iCarryTheBag.com and subscribe already, will you? Life Coach Mary writes for every single issue, and she is known as America's Inner Peace Coach. And what we're going to do today is talk about a couple of different things, but I want you to know a little bit about Mary. Mary's been coaching for going on 15 years, and she coaches CEOs, senior executives. She's even coached a couple of billionaires. She has a very active practice. She even has a five-day immersion retreat. If you want to know more about anything about Life Coach Mary, you need to head out to lifecoachmary.com. Please visit her site and take a look at what she has. If you are in need of, you know, business coaching, wholesaler coaching, you know I'm there for you for that. But if you want to work on the other stuff that is not necessarily part of your business but will accrete to your business and will add value to your business but will fill you up in a different area, then Life Coach Mary is the person to talk to. Life Coach Mary, welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Thank you so much, Rob Shore. Pleasure to be here and bring a little balance and well-being to your audience here today.
Well, we're delighted to have you. Now, we want to kind of touch on two things, right? So we want to first touch on a little bit. We want to tease people because that's what we like to do here. We want to tease people.
We love to tease.
Absolutely. About the upcoming story that you are have written already. We're in editing now. Have written for I Carry the Bag magazine. It's 9 ways to create more energy in your life. Now, rest assured, listeners, we're not going to give it away, but we do want to just make you aware of one so interesting topic and just nibble on it for a moment, and that's this whole thing that I never even heard this before. What is a toleration, Mary? Tolerations, what are those?
Yeah, so a toleration is one of those little kind of nagging things in your life that you've been putting off that has been draining your energy. It could be as simple as a button that's missing off of your favorite shirt, or you know, a dirty car, or the clutter that's hanging out on your desk or in a closet or a drawer. It's like one of those little nagging things that's undone, but every time you think about it or maybe walk by that pile, it zaps your energy. And the accumulation of all these, what we call tolerations in coaching speak, is really what weighs and bogs people down. So by getting these addressed and handling them literally one at a time, even just a few a week, can go a long way in adding to well-being and freeing up energy and transforming your life, literally.
You know, we're not going to go too far down this path, but I will say, wholesalers, that, you know, one of the things in my coaching practice that I hear, because, you know, Mary deals with this intimately every single day with her clients, but what I hear in my practice is when wholesalers talk about, you know, for instance, administrivia. I haven't turned in my expense report. I haven't turned in my call report. And all of a sudden, before you know it, you've got, you know, 6 weeks of expense reports that are due, and it's become a monkey on your back, and now you can't sleep. And directionally, I know that this is what Mary's talking about. And she's going to give you some ideas about how to handle those tolerations. But, of course, you have to subscribe to get that.
Yes, you do. And I will say that in the coaching world, it's one of the things I work with every one of my clients. And there are so many instances, I can say, where a client takes this one concept and just consistently works on eliminating these little tolerations, you know, finding a way to get the expense reports done quickly. And when a toleration pops up, something, you know, a light bulb that needs to be replaced, or when the car is dirty and the, you know, the oil needs to be changed in the car, that they get handled immediately. It's the thing that clients report makes one of the hugest difference in their lives.
Wow. All right. Enough of that. Let's talk about stress.
Let's do talk about stress, because there's a lot of people stressed out these days.
There are. And you know, we want to keep this as open to everyone, regardless of when they listen to this, but just for the benefit of listeners that are coming into this call sooner rather than later, We recorded this call on the 11th of August, and I'm time stamping 11th of August intentionally because if you look back at your calendars, if you're not joining us here this following week coming up in August, you know it's been a hellacious week in the stock market. We're seeing 400 and 500 and 600 point swings, positive to negative. You know, all the stuff that's going on in Europe. We've got the S&P downgrade, and we've just got all of this stuff going on. And I know that my clients, I know you listeners, have an increased level of stress. So Mary's been good enough to say, all right, let's have a little bit of conversation about stress. Let's have a little conversation about maybe five things we can do to help mitigate some of that stress and really kind of lighten the load during this difficult period or any other difficult period that we might be facing. So, Mary, bring on the first one. What do you think about stress?
Well, let's just say first is, unfortunately, when stress hits and when we go through these really challenging times, typically the behaviors that people jump into right away are the ones that just make stress worse. So we better just right up front name those that, you know, we start reaching for foods that are fattier and higher in carbs that are going to zap our energy and spike our blood sugar. We might maybe have one or two extra glasses of wine or extra cocktails, thinking, okay, well, that will help me relax, right? But then what happens? Less energy, more irritable the next day. You know, maybe we start working harder, so we stop exercising. Maybe we're watching more TV. And probably one of the biggest ones that most people don't even think about, but you start dwelling on ruminating on thoughts that are incredibly stressful. It's like we're replaying the scary movie in our minds over and over and over again. You know, I don't know why we like to, like, you know, we do like drama on television, but for some reason the mind really likes to glean on to disaster happening and, no, things are going to get worse and worse and worse and, you know, this account. So these are the things that we don't want to do.
So wait, I just want to make sure I'm on track with you here because you're kind of ticking me off. You're telling me that the half-pound Roquefort cheeseburger with the entire bottle of cab is probably not the best suggestion when I am very stressed.
No, it's not. It's really bad.
Mary.
It's bad. And you know what? And what happens? Then you're feeling bad, and so you reach for, you know, let's go get a big plate of lasagna, and we'll try something else. And unfortunately, we feed the problem so much that it just creates that spiral effect down. And the next thing you know, not only are we still stressed, but then we've gained, you know, 10, 15, 20 pounds. So, yeah, not so good.
All right.
So let's talk about what we can do in the short time that we have here. And the first thing is we really need to set forth and giving people a daily practice, at least daily, of allowing yourself to come back to a peaceful place, a place of center. And I know there's a lot of people out there going, there's no way, you don't know my life, it's too busy, I don't have time. Here's what I know is that even if you're driving home from work, even stopping in your car either at a park, maybe it's even in your driveway before you go inside to the kids and the wife and your family and pets, is just to stop and just in this moment, you know, find your breath. You know, like, and you can practice right now. We've got just a moment to just stop here in this moment to really get that there are no demands in this moment. And just to reconnect to that breath and to come back to a place of stillness. And if you have not been doing this practice, which I suspect many of you have not because you're very busy and you guys are hard workers, guys and gals, hard workers out there, but stopping and taking that moment to reconnect. And I like to just really up the ante on this in terms of if I catch myself in a stressful time, and trust me, you know that I get caught up as well because things can get intense and there can be dramas going on and all kinds of that. But in the peak of one of those moments, if you even catch yourself for a moment and just stop and challenge yourself, I'm going to find my breath in this moment. I'm going to give that 1 or 2 seconds to come back and find my center.
All right, I'm feeling better already. So I heard one was be careful about what you're doing to yourself during the stressful moment. Two was be mindful of finding a place of center during the middle of all this. What's the next one?
Absolutely. And I would say the next one is really around exercise.
Okay.
Exercise. And maybe that just means taking the stairs or parking a little further away so you get in some walk, some exercise. But exercise is one of the greatest things we know that decreases stress, increases your ability to focus and be more productive. Exercise is also a great way to get reconnected to your breath, right? It's one of the things that we love about exercise. It forces us to breathe.
Yes.
So you think you don't have time, you know what? Even 10 minutes of exercise will go a long way.
Okay. Exercise is the third one.
Yep, exercise is the third one. Next, this is nutrition. Kind of hinted about this, about it's not the burgers with the rope first piled high and the bottle of wine. It's really being mindful of your sugars. We want lots of fresh veggies. We want lean protein. You know, I'm not opposed to having a glass of wine or a cocktail, but, you know, keep it to one, not five. Because as you put good food in your body, you're not going to have the stress of needing to digest all this extra calories and literally putting your body at subject to diabetes and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Okay, so being mindful of nutrition for what we're fueling our body with.
Absolutely. Right. And the next key thing for us to focus on is an attitude of appreciation.
Wow, so you know that in one of our calls, and listeners, if you want to go back into the archives, and by the way, we should mention this is all available at iTunes, at Wholesaler Masterminds Radio, you want to go back in and find more about appreciation, and I don't want to steal your thunder, Mary, because I know you have additional thoughts. We had Mike Robbins as one of our interviews.
I love Mike.
And so Mike did this whole thing about appreciation, but we want your perspective too. So listeners, if you want to go out and grab that, which was really just 15 minutes about appreciation, it's a deeper dive. But Mary, what are your thoughts on appreciation?
Well, and here's the thing. We talked a little bit about when we're in a time of stress, our minds are running rampant with thoughts that are really just adding to the stress. And if we think of those thoughts as like literally like banging ourselves with a hammer, you know, that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. So why do we want to keep replaying a vision of disaster heading our way? You know, it makes no sense to sit here and like bang ourselves with a hammer. And when we ruminate in thoughts that are bringing us stress, it's really the equivalent to that. And the remedy is appreciation and even stopping and just writing down 5, 10, 20 things that you can appreciate in your life right now. It's going to shift the perspective. I guarantee when you're in a place of appreciation, you're not going to be able to latch onto those stressful thoughts, the ones that are literally causing you to gray your hair and let those cortisol levels rise. You can't do it when you're connected to appreciation.
No, absolutely. You know, when I first heard about appreciation, it was hard for me because, you know, you and I have had this conversation. I'm not the most woo-woo guy.
Right, right.
But at the same time, you know, there's a lot to be said about taking that moment to appreciate. Can I put on a sixth one because it's my pet peeve?
Sure.
Would that be all right?
Yeah.
So, listeners, that if you head out to Wholesaler Masterminds, you'll see that there's that blog post, CNBC says the sky is falling again. What are seven things a wholesaler should do? And so one of the things that I just want to mention to you is I think that a sixth stressor to avoid is too much ODing on the financial services media.
Good one.
Right? Because, I mean, right now as I look across my office, I'm guilty. I have CNBC on, but the sound is not on. I'm just watching the ticker because, man, it's a whacked out week, and I need to know how much, you know, I'm affected, my clients are affected, et cetera. To get too deep into the media swirl because of they're selling airtime, they're selling commercials, they're selling their story and ratings, which means any way that they can pump those up by, you know, sensationalizing, dare we say, these stories, they're going to do it. And in doing so, they're going to create more stress for you.
Exactly. And I think this is so important is to be mindful of all of the things that are adding to our input and adding to our stress. It may be, you know, a friend that's going through, you know, we've got a friend, neighbor doing domestic violence right now. And, you know, we have to really be mindful about how much we can be involved and let it consume our life versus really putting a boundary there and saying, you know, there's only so much of that that I can let into my world. And you make a great point with the financial markets and news, and even certain television shows that can just literally drive stress in your body. So be mindful of what you're feeding and doing for yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I do have one more.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's one more I've just got to say. And especially for, you know, we're all, you know, working so hard each week, but if at least once a week, you can make a point to unplug completely. Like really, you know, get yourself out in nature, turn off the cell phone, step away from the computer and email, step away from obligation, and maybe that's even a half a day, but get yourself unplugged. So, you know, I talked about that taking time daily to return yourself back to a place of center. You'll be able to do that more easily if you've got a stronger base, and that can only be created by giving yourself longer spans of time. So, a half day, Saturday, Sunday, full day, all the better if you can do Saturday, Sunday unplugged. You'll find your weeks are way easier to navigate, and you'll be the one that's calm and peaceful, even if the rest of your friends are stressed out.
Wow. Every time we have a chance to chat, there's always something new that we get to learn from Life Coach Mary, America's inner peace coach. Wholesalers, go out to lifecoachmary.com, and there's plenty of stuff there, including lots of free stuff that you can get on her site, and see if anything that she has to offer will help you do your job better by helping make your life better. As always, if you want to know more about coaching, wholesalermasterminds.com, or just ping me, email me, call me. It's not hard to find me, and we can have a discussion about how to improve your business really through the very disciplines of being an extraordinary wholesaler. And, of course, you got to go to iCarryTheBag.com and subscribe, darn it, because, you know, we're going to pay the mortgage coming hell or high water.
Awesome magazine.
Exactly. Life Coach Mary, thank you so much for being a Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Thank you for having me, Rob. Always a pleasure.
We'll talk to you guys soon on the next episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.